Yes, that's right. You're listening to RDU 98.5. And I am delighted to have my first guest on the line with me right now. They have recently released some brand spanking new music. And more importantly than that, they're playing a show right here in Canterbury this Friday. I'm talking to Mina and Tom from Libianski. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning, Liam.
How are you?
We're great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well. However, I'm not just about to go on tour. What's that like? An admin-heavy process?
It is an admin-heavy process, I'm not going to lie, especially when you're a DIY band from Wellington. But, you know, it's also super awesome getting out and about across the country and, you know, getting to play some shows. And, you know, playing live is one of the things that, you know, we really love. So, yeah, it's great. Like, it's got heaps of fun elements to it once you get past the admin. If you do the admin okay, then, you know, it's just the fun to have, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I, for one, am very happy for you, and I just, you know, I love it when bands get to tour. So, first of all, I want to say I love your band name. And the music you've just recently put out is, I mean, you should be stoked with it. It's absolutely fantastic. So pray tell, how did you come to be and how did you kind of find the sound that you have?
So I guess all of us have been in the Wellington music scene for a few years and across various different bands. And I was quite a big fan of the band Tuscoma and had met Kurt through the music scene as well. And he had an idea that he wanted to do, sort of step away from that sort of more black metal scene and do some, you know, a bit more, how would you call it, melodic kind of music. And he's always been a big shoegaze fan. So he hit me up and then hit Tom up and said, hey, would you like to, you know, start another band? And we said yes. And he had a name for it already, which was Libianski, which the meaning eludes us, to be fair. It doesn't really have a meaning. He came up with the name whilst touring around Eastern Europe with Tuscoma, actually. So, yeah, that's where the name comes from, and that's how the band formed. And we had a different bass player on the album, Sam, but now we have Nat Reed on bass as well joining us, and she will be, of course, at the shows that we're playing around the country, and she's will be on our next album, which we are planning to record at some point soon.
So yeah, well, my next question was, of course, what does Libianski mean? But that's that's all right. That's fine. yeah,
we don't know. It's a mystery to us.
Oh, hey, well, that's all right. Why not? Why not?
And now it just means Libianski. So
yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I for one am really excited. To see you guys live, because you can never, I don't think you can ever just judge music by its kind of recorded version. So what are you guys like live?
We're pretty loud.
Yeah.
So if you've got, you know, sensitive ears, then I would suggest getting those, you know, quite cool little earplugs that we use in practice that just filter out the worst of the damage doing frequencies.
Yeah, nice.
And you can still hear it because you still want to be able to, like, you know, get that music right in your face, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're loud. Yeah, we try to play as close as we can to the album, but we're also, you know, if it goes a little bit off piste, that's fine as well, just to keep that kind of raw edge going too. So
yeah, totally. You know. Now, are you quite like regimented band in terms of set list and all that, or are you really willing to kind of read the room, go with the flow, change it up?
For this tour, we have actually decided to have a set list and stick to it, but we're always open to the idea of changing it up. So, you know, if we did see that the crowd was, you know, maybe looking for something a little bit more ruckus, then we might change it up a bit. But as it stands, our set is sort of quite nicely segmented anyway. So it kind of, you know, it's got a, you know, section where it's a little bit more the melodic side, and then it kind of steps up a bit for the last half of it to kind of really, you know, because we want to put on a good show, right, that everyone enjoys.
Yeah,
so,
of course. Of
yeah,
course.
But we're always open to changing the set list. Also, you know, you can get bored playing the same set list every night.
Yeah, exactly. So, so we've got yourself and Tom here. So what are your roles in the band exactly?
Tom, you can jump in here.
I play the drums, and I'm also the primary food recommendation of when we're around on tour. Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
And nice. Mina, yourself?
So I'm the lead vocalist, well, the vocalist, and I also play guitar, but not as well as Kurt, so I'm not the lead guitarist. He's our main guitarist, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's much better than me, that's okay. I've got to focus on singing, it's hard to do both at the same time.
Oh my, I frankly, as someone who has no skill whatsoever, the fact you can do both is shocking to me. So yeah, who don't we have from the band here?
Kurt and Nat. So Kurt and Nat. Is, he's the leader really, so he's the main songwriter and lead guitarist, and yeah, he's not here, he's working. And then we have Nat on bass, and she's also working.
And so, have you guys all known each other for quite a long time?
Several years, I think. Tom, how long have you known Kurt and Nat for?
I haven't known Kurt for a while, but I actually played a gig with one of Kurt's old band, probably like 2014.
Oh yeah.
So
all right.
Like some time ago. Yeah. Like we had a bit of a laugh when we realized, you know, a couple of months into jamming that, you know, we played a gig together way back. And funnily enough, I think the same thing with Nash as well. Our new bass player.
yeah.
We realized that about like 10 years ago, we played a gig together as well. But in terms of like knowing, probably maybe like it's like 2019, I think, would probably be for Kurt. And I think actually, funnily enough, similar for Mina, because I think our bands also played a gig together at one point as well. So
we did.
Yeah, clearly the Wellington music scene is just super incestuous. So,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you've spoken like a true New Zealander, that's for sure. Now, I, of course, need to ask, like, what are the details for the show? It's next Friday, I believe, correct?
It's this Friday.
This Friday, yeah. Oh my God.
So is that, what, the 23rd?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah. Yes, no, that's correct.
Yep. This Friday. The 23rd at Dark Room at 7:30 p.m. The doors open. And we're also going to be joined by a couple of great local bands, Social Union and Hoi Hoi.
Oh,
so that will be a cool show.
What a lineup. Oh, my God. yeah, both friends of the station, both done live tours with us recently, actually. Yeah, amazing, amazing bands. And have you ever played Dark Room before?
I haven't. Tom, have you played Dark Room before?
No, last time I was in Christchurch, I played a venue that no longer exists. So I'm excited to play 12 Bar. Well, I play the venue like right next to it, 12 Bar.
Yeah,
what was it called? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 12 Bar. No, that. Yes. R.I.P. Cool. Well, anyway, you will love Dark Room, I think. It's a really cool venue. And great for making some record in as well. Hey, guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And congratulations on particularly your most recent music. Where can people stream that, by the way?
Sure. So you can find Libyansky on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp. Of course, we always prefer Bandcamp because it doesn't go to the evil corporates.
That's right.
The other streaming. But we also know that most people don't have Bandcamp and stuff like that. So you can find it on Spotify.
Don't worry. I am fighting the good fight. I'm always going on about Bandcamp. guys, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so excited for this show on Friday, and this music really is quite Christchurch's cup of tea. So thank you so much for joining me this morning. You'll love it. You'll love Excellent. It. Everyone will love it.
We'll see you at the show on Friday. We'll make sure that you are on the door.
Oh, thank you. Oh, lovely. And to our audience out there, that was an insight to a perk of my job, but that was Libyansky I was talking to just then, who have a show coming up. Super excited for that one.